what is the situation on the ground right now that you wanted to speak with us about?
So right now we're in the middle of a very delicate situation. I'm going to send you some videos so you can see some of it. Monday, the caravan arrived to Mexico City, and when we arrived, they gave us these wristbands, giving us permission to be there for 10 days, 10-day passes. But they changed the law without telling anybody, revoking the 10-day permission that they had given for people to be there. And so then they came around, and those they found, they cut off their wristband, and we were no longer able to enter into the shelter where everybody was staying. Some of the people had family members that they were separated from were inside of that shelter, and the police, and they were not able to enter, were forced to sleep in the streets without any food, without any shelter. The police then came, as if that wasn't enough, and said, you have no right to be out here. And they said, well, we're only going to be here one more day until the caravan leaves. We have family members inside. And they said, you don't have the right to open up your mouths. And they started to beat people and arrest people. Me, for example, all I was trying to do was film the situation, and they were trying to arrest me and beat me.
And where did this take place at?
In the sports stadium in Mexico City where we're located at right now.
There are people inside that still have the wristbands, and there are people outside that the police have taken the wristbands off of. And it just sounds like they're just trying to disperse people as much as possible, like basically get rid of as many people from the caravan as possible. Would you say that's correct?
Exactly. That's what happened. They came through. They're trying to disperse people. They took control of the situation. They arrested several people. They tried to arrest me. There's others that are in jail right now. And they were just trying to arrest me because I was filming the situation.
Is this a pretty common occurrence? Is this happening at every major stop? Or is this the first time that something like this has happened along this caravan?
It's the first time that this has happened.
Do they have any questions that they want to ask people in the United States? We want them to know that right now there are several protests and resistance camps organized along the border to fight border wall construction and also to set up to offer aid to migrants. It's been an ongoing effort of solidarity. I'm curious if they have any questions for people in the U.S.
More than anything, I have a message for people, which is just that we need your support. We ask you to support us, and especially to the press, we ask you to send people to here, to where we are, to document what's going on with us. I'm going to send you some of the videos of how they were beating people, and we want you to help make them go viral.
Yeah, we will definitely commit to getting those videos out.
So, and then tomorrow at 5 a.m., we leave from here to head towards Querétaro. And I don't know what's going to happen, if they're going to try to prevent us from leaving or what, because there's about 15 to 20 patrols right outside the exit of the stadium.
I would just like to articulate to them that, you know, no matter what comes out of Trump's mouth, there's a whole lot of people in the United States that know that, you know, people throughout the world that are coming across man-made borders are not the enemy, and that, you know, we're all united as a common humanity, you know, in solidarity. And despite whatever Trump says, there are people that are fighting his policies and the border.
To let you know that I've been documenting everything that's been happening ever since the crossing of the border at Tapachula, and that if there is any support available for funds and for helping with movement, that, you know, that's what helps make it possible for me to continue documenting. And I'm sorry I can't talk longer right now because I'm getting all these messages in about the evolving situation.